Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, where we open God's Word together and discover eternal answers for today's living. We've been studying the powerful I Am declarations of Jesus, and today we come to his statement in John chapter 8 and verse 12, I am the light of the world. In a world filled with darkness, confusion, and uncertainty, Jesus declares that he alone brings light, direction, and hope. Stay with us as we unfold what it means to walk in the light and how his truth can brighten every corner of your life today.
Our heart is not pure by default. Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand. If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that He is the creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm so thankful that you've tuned in today. We're going to be looking at a powerful message from the words of Jesus when he declared in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. What a wonderful truth that is. In a world filled with uncertainty, Jesus brings clarity. Where there is fear, Jesus brings peace. And where there is darkness, he shines his light. And one of the greatest blessings of the Christian life is opening the Bible and letting that light shine into our hearts. God's Word isn't just an old book. It's living, powerful, and it reminds us daily that we are blessed beyond measure. And that leads us right into the special song we're going to hear, I Am So Blessed. As you listen, let the words remind you of all God has done for you and prepare your heart for the message ahead on Jesus, the light of the world.
He's given his word in his precious old book, and it speaks to my heart.
Amen. Wonderful. What a great truth in that song. And we are truly blessed beyond measure. All the different ways that God has blessed us each and every day. And the fact that we woke up this morning and that we're able to open our Bibles, we're able to worship Him in song, we're able to praise His name, is a blessing in itself. We are looking at the declaration of Jesus found in John chapter 9. I am the light of the world, Jesus said. And when he gave this declaration, he illustrated it by healing a blind man. And we looked at last week this man's misery. He was blind. This was a physical blindness. This man's blindness illustrates a common condition of all humanity. We are lost in darkness. We are without Jesus Christ. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. If we were to go back to the Garden of Eden that day, Adam was made perfect, and he was placed in a perfect place. And he enjoyed the wonderful blessings of fellowship with God. He could freely eat of all of the trees in the garden, but there was one tree in the garden that belonged to God. And God said, if you eat of that tree, you will surely die. Now Adam disobeyed God. And what was the consequence for his disobedience? Physical death? Yes, he began to die physically, but he spiritually died that day. Adam was minus God. And so we notice that this man's misery involved his blindness. He was blind, but he was born blind. In verse number one, the Bible says he was blind from birth. Did you know that every person is born in darkness? We are sinners by nature, sinners by choice. And the consequence of Adam's sin is placed upon all of humanity. The Bible says in Adam, we all die. David said in Psalm 51, verse 5, he says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. We all have that Adamic nature from birth. We all have that appetite for sin. We don't need a sinning teacher. We all have it within us. We are all born minus God in our life. And so we notice this man's misery. He was blind. He was born blind, but also he was a beggar. We notice this in chapter 9 of the Gospel of John and in verse number 8. The Bible says, the neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? If we were to go back to the Garden of Eden that day again, and God created Adam to have dominion and to rule, and when Adam sinned, that dominion was lost. Sin makes us all spiritual beggars. We are spiritually bankrupt. We have nothing. We are hopeless. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17, the Bible says, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. And so it's the Bible, the Word of God, who shows us who we really are. D.T. Niles used to say, we are just one beggar showing another beggar where to find a piece of bread. Even in our righteousness, I mean, the good things that we do each and every day, even in our righteousness, it is to God filthy rags. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8, the Bible says, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not all things put under him. He was given dominion, but that dominion was lost. We are spiritual beggars. We are lost. We are in darkness, and we are minus God. And God saw this man's misery.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us, but best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
So this man, he was born blind. He was a beggar. And God saw the misery of this man. But let's notice, secondly, if we could, God's miracle. Now remember, John says that these miracles, and there are seven miracles given, these are signs. They all have a purpose. In the Gospel of John, these seven miracles, they teach us something. They teach us a message. John chapter 20 and verse number 30 says this. Signs speak of the fact that they have a message that God wants us to learn. They are miracles with a message. Jesus is teaching that he is the light of the world. He is the truth. Jesus could have healed this man in so many different ways. Think about it. He could have spoke the words. He could have just touched him. He could have done so many different things, and he could have healed him in so many different ways. But he chose to heal this man in such an unusual way. Notice this picture that is given to us in John chapter 9, verse 6. The Bible says, "And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way therefore and washed and came seeing." Now let's think about the clay. The Lord Jesus spat on the ground and made clay and placed it on this man's eyes. What is the picture? What is Jesus trying to teach us in this passage of Scripture? Well, let's break it down. Can we notice, first of all, our condition? It would seem to me that this is a type or a picture of our humanity. Clay is often used to illustrate, in the Bible, humanity. We are dust. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 7, it says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground." So it speaks of our humanity, which relates to our sinful condition, our being blind, our being in darkness. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 7 says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels." Notice the Apostle Paul calls us there an earthen vessel. And he says that the excellency of this earthen vessel is not found in ourselves. It's not found in humanism, you know, looking deep inside and finding the good in us. But the treasure is the power of God. Not of us, but the power of God. And so we are fragile, the Bible tells us. We are weak. And God is using this picture to show us the reason for our blindness. We are born blind. This is our humanity. We are in Adam, the Bible says, and in Adam all die. We are sinners by nature, and we are sinners by choice. That's our condition. Jesus made clay. But also, can we think about our cleansing? So Jesus tells him to go and wash at Siloam. And we notice the Bible, which is its best commentary, it gives us the interpretation of what it means, and it's important. Siloam means sent. It means sent. Jesus had told his disciples in John chapter 9, verse 4, that he must do the works of him who sent him. Jesus is the sent one. Remember that. Jesus is the sent one. Now let's look at some verses to prove this very fact. John 5, verse 36, the Bible says, "But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father hath sent me." John 5, verse 37. "And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape." John chapter 6, verse 39 says, "And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me." John chapter 7, verse 29, "But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me." John chapter 8, verse 29, "And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." But why was Jesus sent? Well, the answer is in probably one of the most quoted verses in the world. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him," the sent one, "should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus said, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." It's a picture of Christ. We know from the Bible that Jesus would die for the sins of the world. He would give his life as a ransom for all. He died to wash our sins away. We sing the hymn in our hymn books here at our church. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm saying this to you today, that Jesus Christ is the only one that can wash your sins away. I heard of a woman who used to go to church where forgiveness of sins was issued by a man, a pastor, a priest, whatever the case is. And she had become a Christian and saw the error of that and trusted in Jesus. The day came that she was not well and she was dying. And the family called for a man to come and grant her forgiveness of sins. And she asked the man to see his hands. And he didn't quite know what she was talking about, but he humored her. And she said to this man, "You, my friend, are an imposter." She said, "The one who forgives my sins has nail scars on his hands." You see, we find forgiveness of sins not in a church. We find forgiveness of sins not in a denomination. We find forgiveness of our sins not in a man. Jesus and Jesus alone is the way to heaven. Jesus is the sent one. Jesus is the way, he said in John chapter 14, verse 6. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father," he said, "but by me." The Bible says he went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. And so we notice in our text in John 9, we notice this man's misery. He was blind. He was born blind. He was a beggar. We notice God's miracle, our condition, because of our humanity. We are in Adam. We are sinners by nature and by choice, separated from God. We are in darkness, but we know there's the remedy to that. And Jesus illustrated it in telling this man to go wash in the pool Siloam. And he says, go wash. And he did, and he came seeing. And we notice that this is an illustration of the sent one, Jesus Christ. So we notice this man's message here. Jesus changed his life in a physical way, but he wanted to change him spiritually too. And this man sat and begged, and now he's jumping for joy. There's this incredible transformation in his life. In John 9, verse 10, therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? The religious leaders of the day began to ask the man some questions about this instant recovery. How could this be possible? They were wondering. How could this be possible? And we notice the man's response in John 9, verses 12 to 16. Then said they unto him, where is he? And he said, I know not. And they brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind, and it was on the Sabbath day where Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. And he said unto them, he put clay upon my eyes, and I washed, and I do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. I think maybe one of those was Nicodemus, who said, hey, how can a man do such things except God be with him? But we notice some thoughts here. Number one, Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the truth. And he is the light of the world. The gospel is the light, and it shines in the darkness of the world. The Bible says in John 1 that light came. Jesus came, and the darkness comprehended it not. It couldn't overcome the light. The light shines today, and it shines for you. Would you trust in Jesus? Would you come to Jesus today? Would you put your faith and trust in the light of the world? Let him open your eyes today. Would you walk in that light, and would you have that hope in your heart?
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The Scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church, or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in His finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can pray a prayer similar to this one. Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen. This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. If you prayed a prayer like mine, and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. We'd love to know of your decision of trusting Christ as your Savior. You can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today, fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at kitchenerhope.com. Again, that website is kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. During our Wednesday night service, we have a teen program and a kids program. So, you can bring the whole family. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.